The man most responsible for Brexit, Nigel Farage, has been in Prague to make his contribution to the campaign for upcoming Czech elections. And the former head of the UKIP party had a series of messages for politicians in general, Czechs in particular, and his own take on the continuing Brexit negotiations. Chris Johnstone reports.
Nigel Farage, who engineered the referendum on leaving the European Union in Britain and steered the Leave camp to an unexpected win, was in Prague this week to lend his support to like-minded former Czech member of the European Parliament, Petr Mach, and his party, Svobodných občanů. Farage, who stepped back from the frontline British politics but says he's ready to jump in again if Brexit appears to be going off the rails, summed up to his Prague audience why the Leave campaign triumphed in the referendum.
It's about simplicity of message. It's about vision. It's about, it is completely about grasping the opportunity that new media offers. I mean, we would never, UKIP would never have got off the ground. We'd never have had a referendum if it wasn't for the way we were able to use the internet, YouTube, etc. Made a massive difference. And the same with Trump. You know, Trump would not have got the nomination, let alone become president, if he hadn't built this army of online support.
And his wider message was that moves to integrate Europe will just spark more conflicts between member countries and also cause violence when citizens realise that their votes in national elections can be ignored at the European level and promises overturned.
I think the European project is at a very interesting juncture. My view very strongly is not just that the United Kingdom should leave the European Union. I think Europe should leave the European Union. I don't think the project's working. I think there is a very strong, powerful, and it will be a growing argument that says that a genuine Europe of sovereign, independent nation states can cooperate together incredibly closely.
But Farage had a more pressing argument for his Czech audience. He advised them that they should push for a rapid and fair trade deal between Britain and the rest of the EU, accusing European leaders of dragging their feet and undermining attempts to seal such a deal.
None of us are protectionists. None of us are small-minded. Actually, quite the reverse. We see Brexit as an opportunity to open ourselves up to other parts of the world. But it would seem obvious to us that with a country like yours, for example, where, you know, we're your fourth or fifth biggest market in the world, you sell us more than we sell you. It's in the interests of Czech companies and Czech workers that a good deal is done. And yet, it's Mr. Juncker and Mr. Barnier and that Verhofstadt fella who don't want a simple trade deal or are doing their best to stop it. So, again, I think these are fundamental questions. What is the European Union for? What is Brussels doing? Is it still representing countries and citizens? And I think increasingly the answer is no.